Good morning, everyone. I'm Longfei from the Hong Kong University of Science and Technology. Today, I will present our work on RFID localization, called the relative localization of RFID tags using the spatial temporal phase profiling. So this is a joint work with my colleague, Zimu Cho from HQST, Professor Zheng Yang and Professor Yunhao Liu from Tsinghua University, and Professor Alex Liu from the Michigan State University. So RFID technology is a battery-free label stored with a unique ID. Every day in our lives, we are facing or using different kinds of RFID tags. For example, in the residential area, we use a RFID-based entrance card for admission control. And in the metro or the bus stations, we use the RFID cards for the quick payment. So RFID technology also facilitates our lives in other ways, such as the anti-counterfeiting for the clothing manufacturers, warehouse management for the supermarket, and the book management system in the library. So in many RFID-based applications, we need to pinpoint the location of each tagged object, that is, locating the target item in the physical world. For example, in the warehouse, we need to find where the desired item is. And in the library, we need to know where the librarian puts the desired books. So during the past years, there are a lot of research efforts in the object localization. So the proposed localization schemes use either fingerprinting or ranging-based methodology to acquire the so-called the absolute location of the object. Here, by seeing the absolute location, we mean to detect the latitude and the longitude of the desired object. So actually, in many real applications, we find that people care more about the relative location of the desired atom rather than its absolute location. For example, in the library, the reader cares more about in which row and the column does the book locate. So the answers like the Hamlet in the 34th book on the second floor is more intuitive and preferable. So another example is in the warehouse. Basically, the workers only need to know the order of the desired item on the shelf, so instead of its absolute location. So another representative example is the baggage sortation system. Here, it is more important to get the order of baggage such that the further actions like sortation can be performed. So now that there are so many absolute localization schemes, so a natural question arises, can we convert from the absolute to the relative location using the state-of-the-art absolute localization schemes? So before asking these questions, let's first look at if we use the state-of-the-art to translate into the relative location, what will happen? So we first look at the landmark, which is the first proposal on the active tag-based localization. So this scheme is reported to have an error margin of 2 meters accuracy. So basically, this 2 meters error margin may place one book to another bookshelf, leading to a book missing. So besides, we know this scheme introduces significant deployment burden since it requires densely deployed anchor tags. So such scheme is not suitable for translating into the relative location. Then let's look at another absolute localization scheme, PNET. We know this scheme is based on an observation that the signal of nearby tags will experience a similar multipath propagation. So by comparing the multipath profile of each tag with the pre-deployed tags, we can get the location of the desired tag. So we know such scheme could achieve a median accuracy of 20 centimeters in non-log size cases. However, we know the error margin of the 20 centimeters will still place one book several big books away from its desired place. So besides, we know such schemes also require densely deployed anchor tags and the dedicated hardwares like the USRP. So it is also suitable for translating into the relative location. Finally, let's look at the tagogram. So this game uses a hologram to estimate the location of a mobile tag in 1 centimeter level accuracy. So this accuracy basically could reflect the relative order of books with high accuracy. However, we know this game requires rigid calibration of RFID devices. For example, to locate the tag using this game, we first need to deploy multiple antennas and ranging the distance between each pair of these antennas. So this process definitely is cumbersome and time-consuming, especially when we use it for book sortation in the library or finding the desired books in the warehouse. Besides, we know the computational overhead of this game is increased significantly when the localization area is large. So this game is also unsuitable to translate into the relative location. So after reviewing this state of the art, we can see that these games either suffer from the low accuracy or they rely on the high cost hardwares like the USRP or densely deployed anchor tags. So they are not suitable to translate into the relative location of desired tags. So here comes the challenge. Could we design a localization scheme that can directly acquire the relative location of the tags without detecting their absolute location prior? So basically, this game should be accurate. Also, we know this game should incur low computational overhead so that we can deploy it flexibly. Besides, such schemes should also using off-the-shelf devices so we can deploy it with low cost. And in this paper, we propose a scheme called STPP to fulfill this requirement. So the basic principle of our STPP approach is to explore the reader mobility to detect the relative location of RFID tags. Here, we use a toy example to explain this principle. So as this figure shows, when a reader antenna moves along a straight line at a constant speed, say from the point A to the point B, then we know the distance between the tag and the reader will change accordingly. So more precisely, we can see this distance D will decrease first as the reader antenna moves towards this tag, and then this distance will increase again as the reader antenna moves away. So during the tag movement, during the antenna movement, we know the reader antenna will continuously interrogate this tag. So we will acquire a set of phase readings along the time domain. We term this set of the phase readings as the phase profile of this tag. So the key here is that the phase profile essentially reflects the distance changing between the reader and the antenna. So as this example shows, the phase profile changes continuously when the reader moves towards and then away from the tag. So it achieves the local minimum when the reader antenna moves to the point that is in perpendicular to this tag. So for simplicity, we term this point as a perpendicular point. So given two tags with different x coordinates, when the reader antenna moves along the x dimension, there will be a lag of their phase profile along time domain. So basically, we can determine the relative order of tags along the x dimension by referring the timestamp when the reader antenna moves to the perpendicular point of each tag. So this is a basic principle for acquiring the tag order along the x dimension. So for the tag order along the y dimension, so our key finding is that the phase changing rate of these tags are different. So as this toy example shows, there are two tags with different y coordinates. So as the eraser antenna moves along the x dimension, we know the phase profile changes with different rate due to the different tactile antenna distance along the y-axis. Indeed, we know it is easy to understand the larger the distance between the tag and the radar antenna, the slower the phase changing rate of this tag will be. So, the phase changing rate of each tag essentially reflects the tag order along the y-axis. So, our STPP approach basically infers the relative location of the tag by determining their relative order along the y-axis and x-axis respectively. So the basic process of the STPP contains three steps. The first step is to detect the V-zone profile, which is a portion of phase profile that shows the wave figure. So after finding all the V-zone profile, it detects the perpendicular point within the V-zone profile. Based on the timestamp of each perpendicular point, STPP then determines the tag order along the x-axis. After that, STPP computes the phase changing rate within the V-zone and determines the tag order along the y-axis. So let's first look at how to detect the V-zone with noises. Here, we design a template mapping technique for V-zone detection. So as this figure shows, although the phase profiles are full of noises and disconnected abruptly due to the unstable backscatter links, we still find that they show a stable and similar phase changing pattern. So we can create a template and match each profile we collected to this template. Here, we adopt the dynamic time warping metric to match the detected profile with a template. So the key here is that the dynamic time warping pays more attention on the similarity of the profile rather than the local values. We know although the dynamic time warping can detect the V-zone effectively, it is still time consuming when the reading rate is high and the phase profile is long. So to enhance the computational efficiency, we here split the phase profile of each tag into multiple pieces. So within each piece, we call the maximum, the minimum, and the average value. Then we perform the dynamic time warping on the cross-grain presentation of the phase profile. So by doing so, we can significantly reduce the comparing overhead. So after detecting the V-zone within each phase profile, the second step is to find the timestamp of the perpendicular point. Ideally, we know the perpendicular point corresponds to the minimum phase value within the V-zone. However, in reality, we can see that the moving trail of the reader may not be a straight line. For example, when the reader is driven by human beings. So the phase profile here may now be strictly self-symmetric. To solve this problem, we perform the conjunctive fitting on each V-zone first. So the conjunctive function could help to reduce the impact of this irregular movement. Then we detect the local minimum value of each fitting function and get the tag order along the x-axis based on the timestamp when we get the minimum value. So after determining the tag order along the x-axis, we compare the phase changing rate of each tag within the V-zone to determine their relative order along the y-axis. So in this step, we first split the V-zone into the same number of small blocks. Here, within each block, we compute the average phase values. Then, we compare the phase changing rate of two profiles by comparing the average value within the corresponding blocks. So such process is easy to implement it and takes ignorable computational overhead. So here comes the experiment. So for the experiment, we basically use the commercial off-the-shelf RFID devices, including an Impingen RFID reader to RFID antennas and different kinds of passive RFID tags. So for the evaluation metric, here we mainly rely on the ordering accuracy, which defined as the number of tags that are ordered correctly divided by the total numbers of tags. So to examine the effectiveness and robustness of our relative localization schemes, we basically test it in different testing cases. Here, the first testing case is called the tag moving case. So in this case, we attach different number of RFID tags with different spacing on a moving conveyor. The reader antenna is said to be 1 meter away from the moving conveyor. Well, the second case is called the antenna moving case. In this case, we attach a set of RFID tags on a wet board. Then we bond the reader antenna on a moving rack and push it manually to sweep these tags. So let's first look at the detection accuracy. Here we compare our scheme with one heuristic and three schemes proposed in previous works. The heuristic is called the GRSSI, which explores the signal strength changes to determine the tag order along one dimension. While the second scheme is Landmark, which explores the similarity of signal changes to determine the tag position. The third scheme is called OTrack, which leverages the RSSI and reading rate to determine the tag order along one dimension. While the fourth scheme is the Backpost, which explores hyperbolic positioning principle to determine the tag location. So as this result shows, our STPP scheme outperforms all of these four schemes to a great extent. And we can see that its detection accuracy maintains above 88% for both the X and Y axis. Then we examine the robustness of our proposed relative localization scheme. So in this trial of experiment, we varied the distance between adjacent tags from 1 meter to 10 centimeters. So this figure generally shows a box plot of the accuracy value of different schemes as we varied the distance between the adjacent tags. So the whisker here indicates the values outside the upper and lower quantiles. So from this figure, we have two observations. First, we can see that the median accuracy of STPP is significantly higher than that of other four schemes. And second, STPP scales better than the other four schemes as the adjacent tag distance decreases. So except for those macro and micro benchmarks, we also conduct two real-world case studies to show the effectiveness of our relative localization scheme. So the first case study is on locating the misplaced books in the library. Basically, we know every year the librarian needs to manually check the position of each book. We know such process is time-consuming since the book collection is very huge in the library. So if our relative localization scheme can be used successfully in the library case, then the book sortation process will be simplified. So in this case study, we attach 90 tags of three layers of books. The thickness of each book spans from 3 centimeters to 8 centimeters. So this figure shows the order of the books that we obtained in one experiment. Here, each dot represents a book, and each cross represents a book that are ordered incorrectly. Note that the gap between two dots reflects the distance between two tags. So from this figure, we can say that all incorrectly ordered books are those thin ones, as their tags are much closer. So the second case study is to determine the baggage order in the airport. So we implement our scheme in our tag assist project. So this system detects the appearance of each baggage and then use our scheme to determine the relative order of the baggages. Finally, this tag order simulate in a huge monitor. By doing so, the workers can easily distinguish each baggage and deliver them to the corresponding flight. So this case study runs over 1 month in Beijing Capital International Airport and Sanya Phoenix Airport, China. So here we give a numerical result in different testing period. So from this result, we can see that our localization scheme achieves a relatively stable and high accuracy for baggage detection. So in contrast, we can see that the old tracks performance decreases significantly when there are a huge number of baggage in the baggage sortation pool. And the similar trend can also be found in the GRSSI approach. So here comes the conclusion. So in this work, we provide a simple yet effective relative RFID localization scheme. So such scheme employs a spatial temporal correlation of face profiles and achieves relative stable and accurate result. So we believe this relative localization scheme would enable a new category of location-based services. Okay, that's all. Thank you.
Masoud Mushnev from USC. How your scheme performance depends on the uniformity of antenna movement. For example, if it accelerates or it stops moving or going backward, how that accuracy changes.
So your question is when the radar moves not straight line or at different speed, right? Yeah. Actually, it will impact the performance of our scheme. But as you know, in our case studies, generally speaking, when you move the radar at different speed, it will generate the same impact on the nearby tags. So their phase profile will generate a similar pattern. So we can also determine their tag order correctly. Yes.
Hi. Hey, Tom Hathney, MIT. I noticed when I put these RFIDs very close to each other, like in your picture, they start to couple and their wireless channels become really bad. I wonder if you noticed such a thing and how does it affect the performance of your system?
Sorry.
So basically, when you put them close,
yeah,
the wireless channel goes down.
Yeah.
And do you notice that, and how does it affect your system?
So your question is, when the
when you put them closer, you get better accuracy, right?
Yeah.
But their channels are a bit worse.
You mean they will impact each other?
Yeah. Oh. They couple.
So generally, in our case study, we find that actually there is little or no impact on their performance, or because we didn't see any, the performance degradation.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
Hi, Zach Kabalak, MIT. How fast can you move the reader or the RFIDs and still accurately decode them?
Sorry, you're...
How fast do you move the conveyor belt?
You mean how fast the moving speed of
the antenna,
radar?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Actually, in our case study, we move the radar antenna at a speed of 0.3 meters per second. Yeah, because when the radar antenna moves too fast, your phase profile would be very sparse,
right?
Because you get little readings.
Sure.
Yeah, so... actually, the moving speed will impact the performance of our scheme. Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.